And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the world. We have a great topic tonight. We're talking about Super 32 coming up, one of the top high school tournaments in the entire country for middle school, high school wrestlers coming up this weekend. And we have the three biggest mistakes to avoid when you go out there and you go out to the Super 32, and not just this tournament, but any tournament, really. So first and foremost, Wrestling Mindset. We are mindset training, not sports psychology, not therapy, not counseling, not motivational speaking. This is mindset training, very similar to your strength training. You have to do the exercises in order to get physically stronger. Just like your technique, you are not going to get better technically if you're not drilling your moves. You can't just watch a coach show moves. You have to drill your moves. You have to practice your technique in the same way. You have to lift weights in order to get stronger. You have to do the things that we're telling you. You have to do the mindset exercises and worksheets, or you're just wasting your time listening to us. So make sure you check out our Wrestling Mindset page, www.wrestlingmindset.com. Sign up for your free trial session. That is available to you, and you will have a mindset coach. One-on-one mindset coach. We do everything over the phone. Our teams, we all work with on Skype, and that'll give you the best possible mindset training. Like I said, this is all just an introduction. Super 32. We're on Super 32 today. Three mistakes to avoid. Super 32 Mindset Survival Guide, number one. And these are in no particular order. Make sure you have a piece of paper and pen. Take some notes on this. Get in the habit of writing things down. Number one, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. This is common. And you're going to probably hear this with your coaches, your family, your friends. We actually just sent out one of our Wrestling Mindset newsletters about this. And that's not making excuses that a kid feels too heavy or a lot bigger than you, or saying that my opponent is too much older than me. Now, you know, really we want to say in life in general, we want to stop making excuses. But especially in wrestling, we tend to say that we think too much about our weight classes, way too much about our weight. We still have a lot of wrestlers telling us, their coaches are telling them, you're too small for your weight, you're not big enough. I don't know when the coaches are going to learn, but what you're doing is you're damaging these kids, not only for wrestling, but for their, not even for this tournament, but just for wrestling in general. You're crippling the kids, making them think too much about their size. I was very blessed to have a coach when I was in high school who never spoke about weight, never spoke about age. He was great with that. If we lost matches or if we didn't wrestle so well, it was because we weren't finishing our takedowns good and fast enough. We weren't technically sound enough. We just needed to get better. So that's what you want to do. Number one, stop making excuses. Stop focusing too much on the weight class. Common thing. It's got to end. If you're a parent, if you're a coach, stop this, because what's happening is your kids are coming to us and they're telling us these are the problems. And it's better if we have a nice, well-oiled machine, we're all working together. I'm guilty of doing this in the past with my brothers. You might be guilty of doing it as a parent or coach. Bottom line, let's stop now. Let's stop talking about weight. Let's stop talking about age. Let's quit making excuses as the wrestler. As the wrestler, it's ultimately on you. Don't worry about the people around you. Number two, being a slow starter. That's one of the most common mental mistakes we see. One of the top problems at Super 32 or at any tournament is coming out of the block a little too slow. And what's that a byproduct of? But we're not physically and mentally prepared. So there's two things you could do, two physical/mental things you could do to make sure you're coming out of the blocks hard and in the first period you're ready to wrestle. Because again, you're not going to beat someone very good if you start off that first period slow. First is your warm-up. A lot of wrestlers say they don't wrestle well the first match of a tournament. The simplest thing you could do right there is wrestle a full match. Wrestle the full match. Get the bad match out of you in your warm-up. So an hour or two before you go out there, wrestle a full match. That'll get you physically and mentally into the grind. So it feels like practice. That's where you're used to doing anyway. Next, with our right before a match, so our pre-match routine. And I want to make a quick distinction. There's a difference between a warm-up, which is an hour before the match, and your pre-match routine. And the pre-match routine happens to 15 to 20 minutes right before you step out there. Your warm-up is an hour before the match. So for that pre-match routine, when you're on deck or on double deck, grab a partner and start drilling with them. So it feels like practice. What do you do every day in practice before you wrestle live? You drill. So every day in practice is drill, go live. Drill, go live. So what do you think you should be doing in a match, before a match? You guessed it, drill. And the University of Nebraska, they do a great job of this. When they came to the RAC last year at Rutgers, you know, we worked very closely with Rutgers and many other teams, many other top individuals all around the country. And one of the things we noticed with Nebraska, very well-coached team. Every one of their wrestlers was drilling when they were on deck. Every one of them, the whole team. And that's the reason why you got guys like Jordan Burroughs and James Green who, yeah, sure, they were great when they wrestled in high school in New Jersey, but they weren't nearly as good as where they went, as how much better they got after they got to Nebraska, because clearly their coach knows something about that pre-match routine. So make sure you're drilling with a partner or hand fighting for at least 30 seconds to a minute when you're on deck. That'll get you coming out of the box hard. In life, you can't be a slow starter. Whatever you're doing, you have to prepare for it so you're ready to go right away. We don't want to ease into a situation. You got to come out of the box hard. And number three, the biggest mental, this is probably the biggest mental mistake you can make in wrestling, in school, and in life, is giving other people too much respect. Thinking too much about how good our opponents are. And this kind of goes back to the first thing we spoke about in terms of how old they are, how much heavier they are, but also with the rankings, the records, the seedings, predictions. There's crap all over the place right now on the internet. Who's predicted to win? Who's going to be in the finals? How many people are ranked in the country? It's all garbage. None of that matters. How you did in your last tournament is irrelevant. How many people are going to be there? Your family and friends are going to be watching. It doesn't matter who's in the stands. But we give people too much respect because of all the stuff going on around us. And sometimes it's the social media that's really crippling us here. We're thinking too much about these records and rankings. We're all over Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even these wrestling sites, Flow Wrestling and Track Wrestling and Intermat, as great as they are. I love these sites. They're doing unbelievable things for our sport. But when we're using them to check in on other people and see how good other people are, who are our common opponents, I beat this kid by 8 points, I lost to that kid by 3 points, it's all nonsense. And then once you get into the tournament, we make this mistake a lot also. We start looking at those brackets, and man, you have a nice big bracket there, however many names. You're probably only going to wrestle 6 or 7 kids on that whole list if you're, you know, you're doing well. But we look at this big bracket, we talk about it with our parents and our coaches. Look at all these guys who are ranked in the country. Look at how many of these people are good. How many people are state place winners or state champs. It's all nonsense. We can't focus on other people. Like we say all the time, the main foundation mindset of our wrestling program, our mindset program, is predator and prey mentality. Predator animals have their eyes in the front of their head. Eyes in the front like to hunt. Lions, tigers, bears, oh my. They're predators. They focus on their objectives. They focus on things directly under their control. They're focused on their prey. Prey animals, squirrels, chipmunks, rabbits, their eyes are on the side of their head. Eyes on the side like to hide. They're thinking about the predators that are around them. They're worried about everything going on around them because they have to be. So you have to decide as a wrestler and as a student and in life, am I a predator or I'm a prey? Take a look in the mirror. And you notice right away that you are a predator. You're a born predator. Your eyes are on the front of your head. Now you have to start acting like it. You can't be thinking about other people. Stop giving other people too much respect. Not giving yourself a chance even before you go out there. We see too many wrestlers. They're beat before they even step on the mat. And it's related to these excuses that we make. So again, we're not giving people too much respect. We're going to stop making excuses about being too big or older. None of that matters, and we're going to come out of the blocks hard by drilling before our match and going live before we step out there, not right away, but about an hour before, hour and a half, wrestle a full match live. I'm looking over on our Facebook feed here now. We're also Facebook Live. It's great. We have two things up and running today. This is a unique Mindset Monday. We're up here live on the call, and we're also up here live on Facebook. My coach Don Ernst posted on here, and he was the one who I was talking about before. He worked with the 1976 U.S. Olympic team and the world teams that are involved, three other world teams he was involved with. And Don was a great coach, and one of the great things he said was that he never focused about he never focused on who the other opponent was. We don't care. He told me many times, we don't care about what our opponent's doing. We're focused on ourselves. He never brought up the age of our opponent, never brought up the weight. And that's why he had success, not only with us, but also many other wrestlers all around the country over a period of, 30, 40 years, 50 years maybe now. So don't argue with success. All right, so now let's open up the lines for any questions that we may have. If you have any questions regarding this topic or anything in general with our mindset, let's press star 1 right now, and your line will be unmuted. We'll be taking calls. Any questions? Again, you'll have to press star 1. That will unmute your line. Also, for our Facebook Live callers, you're not able to hear me, so I'll repeat the question. Anything I could help anyone with? We have a lot of callers in tonight. So star 1 for any questions. And when we talk about Super 32, remember, this is no different than the season. You're going to be in tournaments. You're going to be in matches very soon against competition that's about equal with you. And how do you rise above them? What separates you from everyone else? Everyone says the sport is 80 or 90% mental, but we spend most of our time training physically. When I was in high school, I was training 95% physically. How can you be at your best if you're not training your mindset also? Yes, I hear the line open. Question.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yes.
It's kind of unrelated to the stuff you guys are going over, but I started my first collegiate season today. We had a first practice today, and I had to sit out because of a concussion. And I've been out for 3 weeks prior to this. I mean, how do I kind of keep my head up and don't like not get discouraged when I see all my teammates kind of having fun and getting to compete?
Yeah, great question right there. And I know it's tough. So, question is here: what happens if we're injured? What happens if we're banged up? How do we what's our mindset there? How do we keep from getting discouraged? And we see this kind of thing all the time with our athletes. And the big thing is, you always want to study, no matter what field you're in. You want to be studying the best people in the world. You want to be studying the best wrestlers in the world, the best athletes in the world, the richest people in the world, the happiest people in the world, the people with the best faith and morals in the world. And one thing you notice they all have in common, they are stubbornly positive and optimistic thinkers. Now, when we say a positive thinker, everyone thinks that's all rainbows and sunshine and let's hold hands in a circle and do a merry-go-round. That's not what being a positive thinker is. Being a positive thinker is very, very hard work. So I like to say being stubbornly positive and optimistic. And when you look at the most successful people, when they get hurt or when they lose or when they get knocked down, when they face any kind of adversity whatsoever, they tell themselves, this is the best thing that could have happened to me. And then they fill in the blank, but why? They'll list about 3 to 5 reasons or however many reasons why this injury was a good thing. Why was this the best thing that could have happened to you? That's what Kyle Dake did. He's a 4-time NCAA champ. That's what Jordan Burroughs did, the Olympic champ, 3-time world champ. When they got hurt, they said, this was the best thing that could have happened to me, and then they had reasons why. So not only with injury, but anyone out there is dealing with any kind of adversity whatsoever, you have to believe it's the best thing that could have happened to you. So writing down those reasons. God gave you a very creative mind, a great imagination, and you just got to use it now to your benefit. The problem is, most of the time, we use this great imagination, this great creativity that God's given us, and we use it to think of reasons why we're going to fail, to think of reasons why we're not good enough, to think of excuses. So we've got to turn that around. Let's use that imagination, that creativity, as a gift. Good question, real good question. I know a lot of people are hitting those same kind of struggles, not only in wrestling, but just in school and in life. Can't be discouraged.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. No problem. And make sure you see your athletic trainer is my best childhood friend Adam said, he's an athletic trainer, doctor of kinesiology. Yes, make sure you're getting help. You're getting the physical help you need as well. That's right. Good call, Adam. Make sure you're getting that help. Physical and mental. Be the total package. Spirit, mind, and body. And for that spirit, remember, we're going to be having this conference call again at 10 p.m. That's going to 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's going to be in 45 minutes, our spiritual strength conference call. Anyone looking for simple, practical tips to get closer to God, we want you to be the total package. Spirit, mind, and body. Any other questions we have? Again, we will need star one. Star one to open up the line. If you haven't already, make sure you go on our website, WrestlingMindset.com. Sign up for that free trial session. Let's get the ball rolling. Yes, question.
I have a... Hello?
Yes, yes.
I have a question. How do you... I have a tendency to, like, get real nervous in, like, the big match situations, and, like, mine kind of goes blank, and I don't wrestle to my best abilities.
Okay.
What advice do you have to kind of change my mindset going into that match?
Okay, great question, and thank you for your honesty. So the question here for any of our viewers on the internet who don't hear is, in big matches, sometimes we tend to get too nervous. We tend to clam up. We tend to underperform. And we see this. This is certainly not just you. This is many wrestlers around the country where we choke. We have that phenomenon of being a practice room wrestler. Now, before we jump right into the answer to that, the big thing I want to make clear is that any of these answers I give you, these are introductory answers. Our wrestling mindset program with the worksheets and with the exercises, that's what's really going to solve these issues. So, in other words, with our technique, we have to do our drilling. We can't just talk about our technique. With our strength training, we can't just talk about lifting weights. We have to actually lift the weights. Well, the same thing here. I'm pointing you in the right direction, but make sure you jump into one of our wrestling mindset programs, because doing these exercises and worksheets, we spend a lot of time on these situations, a lot of time, much more than on this call, and that's exactly what you need and everyone else. That's what I certainly could have benefited from when I was in your shoes. Okay, so choking in big matches, underperforming in big matches. This is a great topic, and what I will say is we see this a lot, being a practice room wrestler, and it's because we tell ourselves something fundamentally different in practice than competitions. And this is also why a lot of people aren't very good test takers in school. It's very, very much related. Or any time that we're under a performance, maybe a job interview in the future, we do better communicating with people when the pressure's not on, and I'm going to tell you why. In practices, in any of these low, quote-unquote low-pressure situations, we're telling ourselves, this doesn't count. I don't have anything to lose. Just be yourself. Try things out there. Go for moves. We're keeping the pressure low on ourselves. Then the matches come, and we tell ourselves, this is a big match. This is what counts. This is it. Now or never. Do or die. Make it or break it. There is no tomorrow, and that's what you're probably doing. Not just you, but chances are 8 out of 10 people on this call are doing the same thing. I know we work with some of the best teams and the best individuals in the country, and they're doing the same thing. In practice, if we tell ourselves I have nothing to lose, be aggressive, go for my moves, and I'm having success, I should tell myself the exact same thing when I'm in a competition. And it happens like that in school, and we take tests also. We say, I have to do well. This counts for my grade. What are my parents going to say? What are my teachers going to say? It's the same thing. And then a job interview, same type of thing. We think about the outcome. We think about what this means. We elevate the situation. We put the situation or the tournament or the match on a pedestal. And that's what we can't do. We have to treat everything the same. John Wooden is highly regarded by ESPN and many different sources as the number one coach of all time. And he never spoke to his team about winning. His college basketball team, UCLA, he coached many of the greats, never spoke to his team about winning, always spoke about consistency. So there's no big matches, there's no small matches. They're all just regular matches. There's no – live wrestling is live wrestling, whether you do it in Jersey, in Wisconsin, in Florida, you know, in Russia, or in Mars. but Mars the Gravity might be a little bit different, but it's still live wrestling. We're in your backyard. It's just live wrestling. So treat all the competitions the same, and you're going to wind up having a lot more success. Treat it all the same. Whatever you're telling yourself in practice, tell yourself the same thing matches. And that goes for everyone also, for their tests in school. Treat everything the same, and it begins in practice. Mm-hmm. It all begins in practice. We can't go easy in practice. We can't dog it in our training or our live goes and expect to come alive in matches. That's not how the best wrestlers operate. The best wrestlers take their training just as serious as the competition, and that's exactly why they're able to tell themselves it's no big deal when they get into the big competition. Very good question. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Anyone else? Absolutely, buddy. And I really appreciate everyone's questions. Chances are, anything you're asking, there's many other people on this call with the exact same issues. So you're doing everyone a big favor. We thank you for speaking up on behalf of the group. Any other questions I could help anyone with? Again, we're going to be wrapping up pretty soon, and then at 10 o'clock, we're going to be doing our spiritual strength conference call. Simple, practical tips to get closer to God. Spirit, mind, and body. We want everyone to be the total package. Any other questions? Please press star.
Yeah,
yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
So this weekend I'm wrestling at Super 32, and I'm coming off of an injury, and I'm not as highly ranked as some of these guys that I'm going to be wrestling. So what's some advice that you have for me with a guy that has all the ability but isn't as highly ranked when I'm wrestling these tough guys this weekend? I know that they're tough, and I'm going to be a little bit more nervous because I don't have the same creds as them. What do you think I should do to go about that?
Okay, so thank you. So for our viewers that are watching, the question is, what if we're coming into this tournament this weekend at the Super 32, and we don't have the same credentials as our opponents, or maybe they're ranked higher than us, or they're more acclaimed than we are. And this really goes back to what we were saying in the beginning. Again, we have to decide, are we predators or are we prey? Predator animals, eyes on the front, like to hunt. Prey animals, eyes on the side, like to hide. If our eyes are on the front, all we're focusing on are things directly under our control. So for you, that means focusing on giving a full effort, going 100%. Getting good night's sleep this week, eating well this week, continuing to train hard. And this doesn't just go for this week, obviously. This is just in general. So our effort, our attitude, you're staying stubbornly positive and optimistic. And three, your aggressiveness. You're going to be aggressive. You're going to go after them. You're not focused on other people. The prey mindset is we're thinking about, what are they ranked? How good are they? What does my coach expect to happen? What if I win? What if I lose? What are my parents saying to me? What are my friends saying to me? All that stuff's garbage. And we live in a society right now where everyone around us, and I'm real happy to see that it's not just wrestlers that are tuned into this call on our Facebook page, because we do live in a society where it's very, very competitive, and everyone talks about how successful are you? What's your record? How much money do you make? What kind of car do you drive? What school are you going to? And we can't focus on that if we want to be successful. We have to focus on things that are directly under our control. Don't let this world of ours suck you into that media consumer culture. Focus on things directly under your control, your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. And anything other people are saying, it's just really going to cloud things up. Think like a predator. Very good. Very good question. Appreciate that. Anyone else? Anything else I could help you with before we close it on down? Again, our 10 p.m. call will be Spiritual Strength. We invite you to jump on that call. Every week, Mindset Monday is going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Spiritual Strength will be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Always giving you great information. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. We're constantly pumping great information out there. This information is not just for Super 32. This is for your entire wrestling season. This is for your entire wrestling career. This is for school, and this is for life. We're in the business of building better people. There's no professional wrestling. Well, WWE, but we're not counting that. The point is, you need to use wrestling to make you better in school and for your career and to make you a better person. That's what we're doing here. We're in the business of building better people. So we're constantly taking steps closer to that all the time. You're either growing or you're dying. The business is either growing or it's dying. So is a flower. So is a wrestler. So is a tree. It has everything to do with, am I content with where I'm at, or am I trying to get better? Again, make sure you jump on our website, www.wrestlingminds.com. Sign up for your free trial session. Make sure you get on board before the season starts with one of our individual one-on-one coaching programs with the Mindset Coach to really take you to the next level. Remember, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. We're not content. We're looking to grow. We're ready to make a change. We'll see you back in 35 minutes for our Spiritual Strength Conference call. Everyone else, have a great night. We will see everyone next week. Please tune in 30 minutes for Spiritual Strength.